This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 12 Pentecost Thursday CE. First posted August 19, 2010. Luke 12:49-53. The end of the age. Paraphrase. Jesus said that he had come to cast fire, judgment, upon the earth, and he wished that it had already begun. Jesus had a baptism, a commission, a command from God, his crucifixion, to be carried out, and he felt constrained, bound, having to endure trials, until his commission had been accomplished. Jesus knew and declared that his mission was not to bring peace on earth, but division. Households would be divided, some for and some against Jesus, father versus son, mother versus daughter, mother-in-law versus daughter-in-law. Commentary. Baptism is a covenant between the candidate and God. In infant baptism, the covenant is between the parents and God on the candidate's behalf, to be affirmed, confirmed, by the candidate when the candidate reaches the age of informed consent. Jesus did not baptize with water, only his disciples did, John 4:2. The church is the heir to the water baptism of John the Baptizer, for repentance and spiritual cleansing, to prepare people to receive Jesus, John 3:1-6, by the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. By the baptism of the Holy Spirit we are spiritually born again to eternal life. Jesus did not baptize with water, only his disciples did, John 4:2. Jesus had to endure and persevere in excruciating, the word itself refers to, suffering of the cross, in order to fulfill the commission he had been given by God. There were many things that he personally would rather not have had to do, but he was obligated to fulfill God's will and commission. Jesus knew that his coming would cause division even among the closest of relationships. The vast majority of his own people refused to welcome and receive him, and demanded his crucifixion, John 1:11, Matthew 27:23-25. Worldly people hate Jesus because they do evil. Evil is anything contrary to God's word. Evil is symbolized as spiritual darkness, and righteousness is light, John 3:19. Jesus' coming brought judgment upon the world, John 3:18. We judge ourselves by our response to Jesus. We are all sinners and fall short of God's standard of righteousness, Romans 3:23, 1 John 1:8-10. The penalty for sin, disobedience of God's word, is eternal death. Jesus is God's only provision for our forgiveness and salvation from eternal destruction. Only as we acknowledge our sinfulness can we receive the forgiveness and salvation which only Jesus provides. See God's plan of salvation. Sidebar. Right. The righteousness of Christ is attributed to us by God through faith, obedient trust, in Jesus Christ, Romans 3:21-22, 4:4-5. Jesus has promised to return at the end of the age to judge the living, quickened, and the dead, in both physical and spiritual senses, John 5:28-29, 1 Peter 4:5. Those who have accepted Jesus as their Savior and Lord, and have trusted and obeyed his teachings will enter eternal life in heaven with Jesus. Those who have rejected Jesus as their Savior and Lord, who have refused or failed to trust and obey Jesus' teachings will be condemned to eternal death and destruction in hell with all evil, Matthew 25:31-46, 2 Thessalonians 1:5-10. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14?